You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we have got Crystal Choi from Phoebe Rings in here. Kia ora, how are you?
Ah, morena. Hello.
It's so nice to have you up in the studio because we've been kind of hearing a bit about Phoebe Rings through gigs and through sort of the music grapevine over the last couple of months. Of course, you opened for the Beths when they played their fantastic Power Station show. And we were both just reminiscing on what a lovely night that was. Did you guys have fun?
Oh my God. I mean, I was chatting to you just before as well on how privileged we all felt and how warm the atmosphere was and how surprising it was to see everyone in such a big venue. It was such a good experience.
It was such a good experience. Looking forward to more of those. But Phoebe Rings is basically a brand new band. You've only played a handful of gigs.
Yes.
And you've only put out one single, but it is a fantastic song. Can you tell us a bit about who is in your band and how you guys came together?
Yes. Okay. So we've got Simeon Cabana-Vincent, and he is also known as Lucky Boy.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And also we've got Benjamin Locke, who's on bass, and he is also known as Zebuse.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Alex Freer, also known as AC Freezy, doing the drums. So I've got a lot of talented people who do their own project.
And how did you guys all come to be friends and making music together?
Oh, well, I'm in the band AC Freezy, mm-hmm. and that's how I know Alex. And Simeon, I've seen him a lot play his own stuff and also play for Being,
mm-hmm.
and he was very, very talented, and I just needed someone who's really good at, you know, sound and yeah. synth and guitar pedals. He was it. And Ben, I actually work with him a place called Melodics, and he's such a warm, lovely, multi-talented person.
This sounds like a really nice collection of people then together making music. And Crystal, you went to jazz school, is that right?
Mm, that's correct.
And I heard you when you came and had a chat to Annabelle a couple of months ago or a month and a bit ago now, up on Annabelle's show, talking about favourite songs of yours, and you were talking about a Stereolab track.
Ooh.
And I think that's really nice because listening to Cheshire, which is your Phoebe Rings single, I can hear a little bit of that kind of like Stereolab pop sound, but there is also kind of a nice basis in some kind of jazziness in there too.
Yes.
What sort of stuff were you thinking about when you were writing music, and what kind of things do you listen to?
Mm. So as I said, Stereolab, I really, really liked the band, and I had a massive listening phase, and I still listen to them. I also really like Broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their music is incredible. And what do I listen to? I don't actually listen to a whole lot of jazz anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I still really like it, but I'm also, I don't know. I really like a lot of local musicians.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the Beths,
yeah.
Tiny Ruins. I always look for their lyrics.
Yeah.
They're so inspirational. And just, I don't know, a whole lot of other bands. In New Zealand, I really, really like listening to a bunch of different things.
We're very lucky in New Zealand that we have such amazing talent in so many different genres, and that it is a very supportive community. People do kind of like help out in each other's bands, and
isn't that right?
Yeah, and support each other's projects.
Yeah.
What kind of made you want to start Phoebe Rings as a group? Why did you sort of think, this is something I want to be working on right now, this kind of music?
I've always had, you know, I've had a dream of having a band of my own where I get to write songs and perform. And that, I used to have a group actually called Skokit, where it had like a whole bunch of different, it was an instrumental kind of band.
Mm.
And that was more in a format of a jazz band. And I still feel very special about the band, but slowly I think it kind of changed more to a
writery
style. And that was a natural process, I think.
I think it's really interesting that you say you like Tiny Ruins, because she's got amazing lyrics, Holly Fulbrook. And your lyrics for this as well, I'm looking at them on the Bandcamp page actually. They're really lovely. They're very sort of poetic and dreamlike. Where do you kind of get your songwriting inspiration from?
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, that particular song, to be very honest, I have very, very big, you know, it's always a battle trying to write lyrics, especially because I come from a Korean background, and English is my second language, I can't deny that. And to write lyrics in English is really hard, so I always have to think a lot about it. But that song in particular comes from my experience of not being able to embrace myself, like typical 20s kind of bustling to embrace myself as I am. And then, I wanted to portray it in a more lovely way, though. I didn't want to be like, oh, I want to embrace myself, I hate myself. I'm just like, I'm dreaming of a day where I can, you know, dance with my mirror and have a lovely time with myself.
I think that's a lovely thing that a lot of people will connect to as well. It's quite a universal feeling that people go through at points in their life.
I thought it was relatable.
Oh, definitely, definitely relatable. I also wanted to ask about the artwork on this, because it's kind of spooky and beautiful. Where did this kind of image come from?
Yes, thank you for asking that. Well, that image, that artwork, is by Suji Park, who also was Auckland-based. New Zealand, Korean, but she is now based in Seoul, and she has a lot of amazing artwork, slightly spooky, really mystic, nice artwork, and I wanted to always collaborate with her, and I admire her a lot, so I asked her, and she was like, oh, royalty free, just for you.
Friends, friends helping friends.
So yeah, I feel very lucky about that.
Well, I think it really suits the tone of the song. And I'm excited to know what you guys have got on the burn at the moment. Are you working towards an EP or an album, or are you just kind of like seeing where it goes at the moment? Have you got goals for the group?
We do have goals for the group. I'm working on the next single at the moment, which we have performed at Power Station. And that one I'm hoping to be out in about 2 months' time.
Cool.
But then, yeah, I'm also working towards an EP at the same time.
Awesome.
And I hope this corona situation goes so that I'm just dying to gig at the moment.
Yeah.
So I hope we can gig the material.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, well, we will be very keen to see you gigging as well when we're allowed to sort of get up and running again. Although, of course, some gigs are happening already. But it will be great when we can just sort of throw ourselves back into those big rooms and enjoy all of that huge, lovely atmosphere. But in the meantime, we have got this beautiful new single to listen to. It's called Cheshire, and it's by Phoebe Rings. Crystal Choi, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us about Phoebe Rings. Looking forward to the rest of the project.
Oh, thank you very, very much for having me.
Let's have a listen now.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.